Claude is still probably my favorite LLM in general, but I'm probably biased. I use it so much and I should do more testing more frequently of the others. Although in my defense, I do have all of them open at one time in my browser. So I'm definitely doing some experimenting back and forth. Although I should say Claude will likely still be my favorite going forward, and it will likely continue to impress, seeing as I just read a link in Perplexity about Amazon investing $4 billion into Anthropic. So fans of Anthropic, of which I definitely am one, should be happy to hear that. And it sounds like Amazon is fully jumping onto the Claude hype train as the model that they're going to back, $4 billion worth of backing anyway. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back today with a jam-packed daily digest. Three updates coming at you. Shout out to the rundown.ai for compiling these in the most recent newsletter. The most recent newsletter was a must-read for sure. Tons of amazing announcements and updates in there, and we're going to talk about a few of those today. So first, some updates to the Flux image model. We've covered Flux a few times on the show before, and now you're going to be able to make edits right within the model with a new set of editing tools for Flux. Then we will talk about some new features from YouTube in their Shorts creator called Dream Screens, and basically AI-generated backgrounds and scripts and stuff like that. And then lastly, an update from Anthropic about a new feature there that allows you to import Google Docs right into the Anthropic chat interface. So let's start with the news from Black Forest Labs. That is the company behind the Flux Image Gen tool. They have released a huge suite of editing features into their text image model, and it really consists of four main components that is going to be rolled into the model now. There's the fill feature, which is essentially the in-painting and out-painting abilities of the tools. And I'll just go ahead and share my screen here so you can see the features as we go through them. But the in-painting and out-painting is basically the ability to generate items within an existing image or extend or outpaint new images around existing images. You can see the example here. If you're watching along on video, they've created a different shirt or top for this guy in the picture here, and they're also changing the wording in the graphic below. They've also added a depth feature, which uses something called depth maps to basically preserve certain aspects of an image during redesign or image transformation. And then there is the canny feature, which goes along with the depth feature. These are the tools or techniques that the image generator is going to use to generate multiple variations of the same image. If you're not watching along on video, definitely check out the blackforestlabs.ai link in the show notes to get a better idea of what they mean by these canny and depth tools. They're kind of technical definitions. They use things like depth maps or canny edges to maintain control during image transformations, as it says on their website. So if you're watching along on video, you can kind of see what I mean. They essentially mean the ability to take the core aspects of these images. You can see the image of an owl and these little creatures here. And they take the mapping aspects of those images and they use them to generate multiple variations in different styles and things like that, which is a feature we see in a lot of these image gen tools. So this is kind of the framework behind that. And then finally is this announcement about the Redux feature, which is the fourth kind of aspect of this tool. And it's similar to the canny in-depth feature. It's used for generating variations or restyles of a particular image. So the examples here on the screen for this one are a duck in multiple different styles, like a glass figurine, a 3D model, a real life or a lifelike duck, anime art. So that it's basically the technology that's going to allow you to generate different style variations of an image. So all of these tools are now being rolled out right into Flux directly. And Flux is integrated into a lot of different image gen tools. But if you have not tried it and if you are on X, you can access the Flux tool currently with their integration with XAI's Grok, as they mentioned in the recent rundown.ai newsletter. Okay, moving on to YouTube's recent announcement about the Dream Screen feature. So this is a feature within YouTube Shorts that's going to allow you to use AI to generate dynamic video backgrounds and animations. It's going to use Google DeepMind's VEO AI model to generate, again, these unique video clips in a variety of different styles for you to use as backgrounds in your Shorts. And it sounds very much like the creative suite of tools that we just talked about in another episode within TikTok, I think it's the Symphony Creative Studio, I believe it was. Although apparently this YouTube tool beats that Creative Symphony out slightly, according to YouTube, of course, because it allows you to do animated dynamic backgrounds, whereas TikToks are more static in nature, according to the article here that's linked in the show notes. Anyway, you're going to be able to, right within the process for creating a short on your device, you can select Dream Screen from the green screen options. Say that quickly 5 times. And anyway, you'll quickly and easily be able to generate these backgrounds using a text prompt in your short. So these apps that content creators use every day are just going to continue to implement more and more of these AI features. So if you are creating shorts as a part of your content strategy, definitely test out the Dream Screen feature. I should probably mention that it is only available right now in the United States, Canada, and Australia. Oh, and New Zealand as well. So it is regionally available, although I'm sure that will change in the future. Okay, and lastly is the news from Anthropic, the company behind Claude. Claude is still probably my favorite LLM in general, but I'm probably biased. I use it so much, and I should do more testing more frequently of the others. Although in my defense, I do have all of them open at one time in my browser, so I'm definitely doing some experimenting back and forth. Although I should say Claude will likely still be my favorite going forward, and it will likely continue to impress, seeing as I just read a link in Perplexity about Amazon investing $4 billion into Anthropic. So fans of Anthropic, of which I definitely am one, should be happy to hear that. And it sounds like Amazon is fully jumping onto the Claude hype train as the model that they're going to back, $4 billion worth of backing anyway. Anyway, so news from Claude that you can now directly import Google Documents from your Drive into your chats in the Claude.ai tool. In order to access this feature, you do need to be a pro or enterprise subscriber, and then you'll just sign in, or you'll verify your Google account that you want to give Claude access to, and you can directly access and analyze Google Docs now through URLs or the selection of recent documents. Again, if you're in the Claude tool and you can see that option, I'll just go ahead and share my screen again right here, just one moment. If you're watching along on video, you can see right within the Claude tool, you can see this little Google Drive icon that I can go ahead and either enter or paste a URL or select from recent documents. So if you are a Google Docs user and a frequent Claude user like I am, most definitely, then no more copying and pasting of Google Docs or downloading them into PDFs or other file formats to access them in Claude. You can now just select them with the Google Drive icon here in the Claude interface or via URL, which is super slick. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A view on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit the subscribe button so you get notified each day when the episode drops. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.